some skills, traits, and resources to help you be more self-reliant. Self-reliance can mean many things to many people. One thing that it often means, though, is being able to deal with issues and problems as they come up. A good measure of self-reliance, as it is commonly thought of, is how long can you last in a house alone before you need to call someone for help. This means being able to take care of yourself, being able to avoid getting bored, and being able to deal with crises and practical tasks. One way to help yourself in these matters is to simply give yourself a roster of skills, traits, and abilities, and resources you can rely on when you need them. The greater your roster of skills and resources, the more situations you'll be able to cope in. Here, then, are some things to acquire. Mechanics. Basic mechanical skills, and at least the ability to do things like jump-starting your car battery or changing your brake pads, can help you in many a crisis, where otherwise you would be reliant on others for help. Home improvement and practical household skills. The same goes for when the boiler breaks, the electricity goes off, or the radiator needs bleeding. These are all things you should be able to cope with. Toolbox. Many of these problems that go wrong are going to require a toolbox. This is a basic item that everyone should have around the house if they hope to achieve any measure of self-reliance. Cooking. There is no excuse in this day and age for not being able to cook. Unless you are 10 years old and still living with your mom, this is a basic skill that every adult should possess. Make sure you are capable of at least making basic meals and expand your roster whenever possible. The internet. An argument could be made for the web being responsible for a loss of self-reliance. On the other hand, though, having this resource is incredibly useful when solving problems or even just entertaining yourself. First aid. Basic first aid, or medical knowledge, is also a highly useful skill for those who want to be truly independent. Skills and hobbies. Skills and hobbies prevent us from getting bored when we're home alone, and this is also crucial for self-reliance. Self-reliance isn't just about being able to take care of yourself, but also being able to thrive when left alone rather than wasting the time.